Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Sometimes you have this guest that keeps coming on your show, and you recognize that on certain days he is particularly singularly qualified to talk about some of the stuff you're going to talk about. This is one of those days. Joining me now from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing today?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Cool.
I've been doing the rounds as a person discussing this Alec Baldwin shooting thing, and we get this latest thing out of this, and I'd just like your take on this.
Okay.
This is coming from the assistant director. They had
of what? Assistant director of what?
Of this motion picture where
Alec
Baldwin's cinematographer was shot and killed.
Right.
The assistant director picked up the gun because it was laid on a cart where earlier they had had that cart. There was live ammunition on the cart as well. They laid it on there. They did not actually check it. He made the presumption that since it was on the cart, he did not check it, and he pronounced it a cold gun. Then he took said cold gun, and after Alec Baldwin pulled the trigger on it, and it fired. They recovered the gun from a pew on the church set, took it to the armor, and there they were told to open the gun so that the assistant director could see what was inside. He said that there was 5 rounds in the gun, at least 4 of which had dummy casings, as indicated by the hole in the side. But then there was one without the hole. And then he advised that this round did not have a cap on it, and it was just a casing, which meant it was a spent round, right?
Right.
Of course, they didn't think to tell us that the primer was dented on the back of it. And they're advising now the incident was not a deliberate act, according to the affidavit, which I don't know what that means. 45 long Colt, pretty big round. Have you ever done any work with that round before? I mean, I never.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man.
How bad is that for a human being to be shot with a 45 long Colt? That's pretty devastating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a heavy caliber. And the fact of the matter is, you know, a lot of the Sammy Speck stuff is, frankly, underpowered.
Right.
The 45 long Colt is an excellent cartridge to experiment with in respect to bullet weight and design and powder charge and feet per second and all that. Devastating hunting round. Anyway.
Well, one thing I know about this from just getting into lever guns, what little I know about lever guns, is the problem they had when they started making cartridges like this, where, you know, brass, bullet, primer, powder.
Right.
Was that the original cartridges were very, very weak and anemic to begin with. And that's why they're so giant. The older rounds, like 45, 70, and 45 long Colt, are so big because they had to hold a lot of power to get anything out of it. And, So
any kind of velocity, had to increase the case size or case length.
But a slow-moving round, a slow-moving big round, is also devastating, isn't it?
Absolutely. I would hate to get shot with a .22 caliber. which, in fact, the 5.56 or 223 is nothing more than a hypervelocity 22 caliber.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's a devastating cartridge.
What does this tell you about what does this tell you about this event? I mean, if I were an armorer, right?
Alec Baldwin thing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
okay, cool.
This is the thing. Yes, sir. This is the thing about this, and then we're going to move on because it bores me nearly as much as it does you. If I was an armorer and I'm laying out a gun, I mean, when I lay down a gun right here beside me on this counter,
right,
and I loaded the gun. When I go to pick up this gun again, I'm going to press check it. Because I don't have eyes on that gun the whole time.
Right. Well,
so I'm going to verify that gun's hot.
Was in the first place.
Right. But, I mean, you know my background. You know why I go that extra step. So, So I'm going to make sure and verify that the gun is hot. I presume that all guns are hot. And I handle them as if all guns are hot. To me, that is the safest way to presume.
Yeah, but see, handling this, man, let me take what you just stated to the next level.
Sure.
Okay? Don't just treat it like it's hot. Know the condition of the firearm, period. You should know whether it's loaded, how it's loaded. Is there, you know, actually a chambered cartridge? Period. And if you don't know, when in doubt, you should check it out. But I'm over the whole treat it as if it's loaded. I'm past that to know the condition of the weapon at all times. Period.
Sure.
And as long as, you know, you choose to function in the realm of firearms and coming into contact with them and using them and at whatever ability level and all that, it's the same regardless of what level you're involved in it or what type of firearm. If it goes bang and launches a projectile and you're physically handling it, you should absolutely know what the condition of the firearm is at all times, period.
Agreed.
So I'm not buying, you know, I thought, first of all, let me say this about that. I don't like Alec Baldwin. Never have.
Well, I don't either.
He's a political talking head.
Yep.
And
he should stay in his lane.
He has, now, it's a tragic set of circumstances, period. I don't care who you are, where you've been, what you've done, when, you know, something, you know, you have a tragic incident like this, especially when it's frankly due to negligence, period. It's flat out negligence. And, man, it's aggravating, but it underwrites Alec Baldwin's hypocriticality, man.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it does.
I think I just invented a word.
You probably did, but it's a pretty good one. I like it.
You can slaughter it, and it still sounds good.
Yeah, I think we should go ahead and make hypocriticality a word because I like it. I like it a lot.
Done deal, man.
So anyway. I think that's all we're gonna point out about Mr. Baldwin and everything else. This is gonna be a tort lawyer's bloodbath, and we'll watch and see how it goes. While all of the snowflakes out there asking a question about why? Well, because of malfeasance. Next question. Super Dave. Of course, you can find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. On Facebook, he has a dual presence. Stereo, you might say. His commercial page is Super Dave Harrington, and his personal page is Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking, about pistol craft, and we're talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And I'm ready to concede something to you now, Mr. Harrington.
Okay.
I am now convinced. I think today, due to more than one factor,
okay,
but the biggest factor being the fact of commonality, because
okay.
commonality means a lot nowadays. There's certain gun platforms that are out there like the 1911.
Right.
Everybody's made a 1911. 1911 was ubiquitous. It's world famous. Everybody's carried it and has been carried for a very long time. The AR-15. Everybody makes an AR-15. How many people have made a Browning High Power? How many people have made a CZ-75 clone? And all of those guns are often copied, rarely bested, although in some cases some people make better copies than the originals actually were.
Right.
And then there's Glock, which only just now is beginning to be cloned. And I have to admit, that's if in the event of having to do something out there, outside the confines of the range, and going out and doing all these other things, and all these bad things that some people have to do sometimes, I think probably Glock wins that one. Just so you know, I want to let you know that you have, you and a few others have convinced me of this. Now that I've conquered, I'm not going to say I've conquered it. I mean, it's my conquer is quite modest. Shooting center right. mass. I'm very happy, and I get it. I've always gotten it. I mean, I think the way Glock has set up their platforms over time with like if you look at just the 9mm. So you can go. You can have the Glock 34, and if you've got the Glock 34, you've got magazines that are going to work in every Glock on down, size-wise.
Pretty much, yep.
And that interchangeability is just king. It's just king. Other people are starting to do this. CZ is doing it. CZ is doing it across two platforms.
Right.
The same mags that work in the PO7 platform will work in the P10 series, and the PO9 platform, P10 series. So that good. It's
hey man,
a really good idea.
I just had a thought, man.
Sure, sure.
Can I share it with you?
Yeah.
You know, you stung me about the Timney triggers a couple of times.
Yes.
Which is cool. I deserved it. But dig this, man. Here's why I decided that they are not for me.
Sure.
The it resets. Right? It's like a constant reset on the trigger.
Yep.
Well, you can't set the gun up with a dead trigger. From a work standpoint, you understand what I'm saying?
Well, if you're talking about...
If I were going to carry with an empty chamber,
yeah,
I would set the gun up with an empty chamber and a dead trigger. You see what I mean?
Well, I mean, are you saying because the trigger bounces forward in the same position when it has not reset as it does when it has reset, that makes it confusing?
Right.
I get that.
The trigger is forward.
Yep.
I get that. The trigger shoe remains forward.
That seems to be like the trendy thing, because that's what the trigger does on the PDP, on the Walther PDP. It pops forward, too.
Right.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know. There could be something behind it. I'm not sure. But
well, what would it be?
I don't know, dude. I'm just
to make you scared to handle the gun or something.
Not use the Timney trigger at all, because I have everything. I don't have pet guns. My G45 is my everything gun. Now right. I have a mechanically identical. And I say that because it's stock, but I did put night vision night sights on it. You know,
right.
They're Glock OEM, blah, blah, blah. But they're excellent sights, and that's the only change I made.
But you like Gen 5s, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so, I mean, the Gen 5 trigger is the most superior of the Glock stock triggers that it has ever been. And
yeah,
I don't.
But it's still funky, man. It's still a little funky. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what would the perfect characteristic of that trigger be for you then? What is it? What does it do that you don't like, or what does it not do that you wish
it's
it did?
It's spongy.
Spongy.
To me,
take up.
It's no. I can work the trigger properly. Okay. But are you familiar with a roll-off to the...
Yes.
It's normally language that's used with hammer guns, you know, that have an actual sear and hammer notch, or sear notch on the hammer.
Right.
But kind of a roll-off trigger, are you familiar with that? So,
I am indeed.
That's kind of how I make sense of the Gen 5 trigger in my mind. Because kind of at the critical point of just prior to the let off, it's a little spongy. So you can't press the trigger slowly. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Because that's only going to magnify the spongy feeling.
That's right.
Get the trigger where you want it in respect to the distance you have to press it in order to make it go bang, fire. But you have to press through that like a roll-off trigger. Did that make sense to you, dude?
I do. It did.
Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I like it. I like it.
What else you got?
No, I was just, while you were describing that, I've got this Janik, Canik, whatever you want to call it in front of me, the TP9 Elite.
Right.
And I was, its trigger has, it actually has three different feels to it. No resistance, slight resistance, more resistance, pop. So, you know.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. So,
right. Okay.
In the interim, though, let's see. We don't have time for me to make that point. We'll make this point when we get back.
Okay.
Now, Super Dave is getting busy, and he's getting out there, and he's training, and more things are happening now. And the way to find out what is going on in the world of Super Dave, if you want to train with him, if you want a class from someone that a lot of other instructors seek out to train with, You got to go to combatspeed.com. From there, you'll find out his schedule, find out what he's got going on. Very much a work in progress. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are rising again around the United States. The AAA national average for regular is past $3.39 a gallon, up a half cent from yesterday. It's been more than 4 weeks since prices fell. The lowest statewide average is $3.02 a gallon in Oklahoma. Gas in California, meanwhile, is up to $4.55 a gallon. Attorney General Merrick Garland in the hot seat. This time he's testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Garland once again asked about instructing the FBI to investigate parents' threats against local school board members.
Who in the Justice Department was responsible for drafting your polarizing October 4th memo?
I signed the memo, and I worked on the memo.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. This is USA Radio News. Democrats appear to be closer on a reconciliation bill.
Senate Democrats have unveiled a plan to tax billionaires as a way to help pay for President Biden's social spending plan. Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden, the Democrat from Oregon, called the proposal a way to consistently tax billionaires who typically avoid paying annual income taxes. Many Republicans, which have given zero support for the bill, says the American consumers will end up paying for the extensive spending bill. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All options are on the table. That's what the DA in Santa Fe, New Mexico is saying when asked whether Alec Baldwin would be charged in the deadly New Mexico movie set shooting.
If the facts and evidence and law support charges, then I will initiate prosecution at that time.
Santa Fe County Sheriff Udon Mendoza saying officers have interviewed Baldwin. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was the person in charge of the weapons on the set, and the assistant director. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, talking pistol preferences and such. I have discovered one thing, though. You and I, like when we were talking about this Canik pistol earlier today, the problem with this Canik pistol is it has the shorter grip. And I have really come to like the feel of the Glock 45 grip. So...
Right.
That'll probably make it a keeper, like, but not a carrier. Say what?
Right, okay. I get it. Yeah, yeah, it's just not enough. The Canik, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Has like a grip 19 size frame grip.
But it still makes me wonder about some of these other people that go to these micro pistols, which if the Canik, which is a Glock 19 sized gun, if that's not enough, how do these guys, I don't want to use that word. No, I'll use that word. How serious is somebody that makes their whole concealed carry setup, their whole self-defense carry setup, a micro pistol?
Well, you know, there's different levels of protection, so to speak.
Sure. Like,
when it's, like, really hot down here, or, like, I plan on going, you know, like, to the pool or something like that, you know, I'll have a small 22 revolver in a little go bag or something. You know what I mean? I'm not in full kit all the time, but I do, you know, for example, if I'm going to be, like, on the road, then... from a self-protection standpoint, I'm rolling pretty heavy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's just my daily activities in and around the home and work here in Tampa. It's just, you know, I'm kind of medium. Roll kind of medium. But I always have immediate access to what I feel I would need to repel borders if I had to. You know what I mean? Have to deal with flash mobs.
When you say medium, now you're Describe medium for me, because are we talking about your reloads that you carry? When you say a medium, you're talking about your...
Yeah, as far as, medium is just my standard pistol rig. What I consider, to be my standard pistol rig.
Right.
Which is, one in the gun with five reserves. But it's the way I have them set up on my body that makes or justifies their existence in the first place. You know what I mean? But there is one mag, the fifth reserve mag. Its sole purpose is to be extra ammo. Period. I figured I had to carry at least one mag over, what I feel is necessary just to do it. Make sure I have enough. Because if everything goes well, see, here's what people think. Everything goes well, right?
Right.
Okay, so dig this. To have ammunition on both sides of your body, all right, let's just say you're a right-sided firer, and let's look at your left side where you would normally carry your reserve mags. Okay, a lot of people just consider carrying one mag. Well, I get it. Its responsibility is to replace the mag in the gun should it fail to work properly or becomes empty. But you only carry one mag, so what happens when you go to load the gun and you drop the only mag that you have? Well, if you're smart, you understand that the purpose of that second magazine on your left side is to replace the first magazine should you drop it as you're loading the pistol. No big deal. It's much faster to go to your second reserve mag than it is to try to bend over and locate, and recover the mag you dropped. Now, the ammunition that I carry, I carry two reserves and wear them in front of my holster, which is a straight drop right side, outside the waistband, G45 holster. Those mags are for right side use only. Really, that's their primary purpose of existing. And of course, I use the same concept or application of, two is one. And should I become incapacitated on my left side for whatever reason, you jump a fence and break your wrist, who knows? I have ammo that is immediately accessible by my right hand to get the gun loaded should I need to do it. You see what I mean?
I do.
So that gives me, just by following that basic logic and having one in the gun because you carry loaded, that is four reserve mags. Two on the left side, two on the right side. And if you carry that setup, I would say you're prepared, to do some fighting. But you have to learn how to manage your reserve ammo. And it's not just the reserve ammo you carry on your belt. I'm talking about from a fire discipline standpoint. You have to exercise, good judgment in respect to how you spend the ammunition that is loaded in the gun. Are you delivering effective fire or are you simply unloading your pistol? See what I mean?
I do. That was, I was waiting for you to get to that point. excuse me. And I'm trying not to choke too much on my dry throat. I'm telling you, the radio business is brutal, dude. So so you have two on the left, two on the right. And where does your...
One extra
your,
on the left.
One extra on the left. Okay, so that's your right. That's your reserve. I gotcha. Okay.
No, that's think... just the extra. Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of a, it's just like I don't do the speed limit, man. Because I don't dig on somebody telling me what I can or can't do.
Can't drive 55, I guess.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I can't drive 55, man. speaking of Sammy Hagar, he had it down pat, man. You remember those days, man? People shooting people at the gas pump over ridiculous.
Over their place in the line.
Place in the line, yeah. Ridiculous stuff. Oh, you cut the line? I shoot you in the face.
This is what happens when you don't have an armed society, Dave. An armed society is a polite society.
It sure is, and it's going to get much more politer here pretty quick, I think.
But it's going to be ruder first. It's going to be rude first, and then it'll be polite.
Yeah. There'll be an adjustment.
Alas.
Yep.
Alas. Anyway. And I've got an interesting question that we'll ask in the next segment, because I've often asked instructors this. I don't think I've ever asked you, so I'm going to ask you this question when we get back.
It's now, for one those of you, questions, is it?
No. If you haven't ever thought of it before, maybe you will, or maybe you're already doing it, and that would make me happy to know that as well. But for those of you that want to catch Super Dave, well, you might be able to catch him on Facebook or YouTube. He has a presence on YouTube as well, where he basically does some little mini seminars from time to time. Super Dave Harrington on YouTube. Go subscribe to him. He might be able to monetize it if he got enough subscribers. YouTube has some crazy rules. He needs all the help. We all need all the help. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We've been talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And here's my question that I want to ask you, sir.
All right.
When you look at these turbulent times we're in, and the way things seem to be shifting, and what we're facing possibly, do you sit back and say, I'm going to change my curriculum, or I'm going to add something to my curriculum because of these times we are currently in?
The answer to your question is specifically, that is why I developed the effective gunfighter program. Put your seatbelt on, dude. Here we go.
Okay.
It's actually, if you can shoot when you get there, that's cool. But it is not about this program. I will address the mechanics of shooting as required by the skill represented by the crew, but the focus is not on the mechanics of shooting. The focus is on what it takes if you have decided that on some level you want to be some level of gunfighter. It's about gunfighting, not the mechanics of shooting. But you have to understand the mechanics of shooting in order to accomplish the goal. Basically, what I do in the effective gunfighter program is, you know, I do a quick assessment, skill assessment of each individual as well as the crew, because that's going to determine how far I can take the crew in conjunction with their ability and willingness to apply themselves to the task at hand, no matter what the task is. Everything is focused on saving training time. But I don't give instruction during this program per se. What I do is give performance critiques, because what I do in this program is I have a blend of strict marksmanship exercises as well as, you know, a plethora of combat firing exercises, and I mix it up. And I mix it up based on crew performance. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
If, you know, if they're out running, maybe I'm setting them up and they're out running their headlights because of me, I'll back off a little bit and shoot a 25-yard bull. You know what I mean? Give them a little room to breathe. But then we go back to the task at hand, which is the focus of, you know, fighting with guns is everything required. but I don't just get into, you know, TTPs or, you know, tactics, techniques, and procedures. All that goes with it, but I take a hard look and explain and lay out exactly what's required of you, the human being, the human mechanism, the things that you have to know and understand in order to be good at surviving conflict. It's much more involved than front side press. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
And people need to start snapping out of that. You know, going to the range and, you know, being able to hit a work on a B8 at 25 yards, cool. But in your mind's eye, when you're working that B8 at 25 yards, you should also be thinking delivering a headshot. You see what I mean? B8s, when I work with B8s, targets in whatever way, shape, form, or fashion, they always represent, you know, headshots to me.
Right. Well,
delivering a precision shot.
If you're hitting a B8 target at 25 yards, you are delivering a precision shot. But
you have to be able to shift gears. You know what
yes.
I mean?
And I think that's what a lot of people miss in some of these classes they take. Would you agree with that? Where they don't get out there and it's and they actually get out there and start.
I hear about, you know, it's funny you bring that up because, you know, I hear about what I would consider less than professional instruction happening, but I never run into these guys or I don't know who these guys are.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I guess it's a thing. You know, certainly if you're going to spend your hard-earned money, you better vet who you're going to give it to. You know what I mean?
Well, I like classes where you have to shoot and move, right? But
right.
I don't like classes where it's always a controlled rate of fire. I know there's certain limitations with live ammunition. You cannot get into a 360-degree training exercise unless you're in some sort of enclosed something, which I don't think exists yet, as far as a training area.
Right.
But you can develop that by working 180 degrees in front of you with the understanding that you may have to turn around and do that behind you as well. And I don't see too many people pushing that part of it where you're actually having to deal with and engage different things that are unexpected. It's not a course of fire. It's not of this. It's not of that.
Okay, well, let me tell you why I suppose it doesn't happen. What you're describing is cool.
Right.
But it's a logistical issue, man.
Right.
If I had the logistics in my mind to satisfy the working requirement, that would be awesome. But it never happens. It just, you know, it's rarer than hen's teeth when, you know, a gig comes together and you have the logistics to bring to bear and satisfy every possible requirement in spades. You know what I mean?
I do.
The backside support required to pull something like that off would be huge. You know what I mean?
That would be quite the facility, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, you sometimes got to be careful what you ask for, man, because I've seen, you know, actually, you remember the, I don't know, it was combat casualty projection or whatever, the best defense is a 3-to-1 defense or something like that. Are you familiar with that?
I'm vaguely familiar with that. It's been a while.
All right, well, but dig this. Here's the analogy. For every one guy that is going to, you know, go out and you know, pull off a pretty intense training gig, you should have at least three support guys.
Right. Well, yeah.
To handle all the backside support stuff. Especially if you're going to get into, you know, including, you know, the mechanics of shooting, but ballistics, barrier penetration.
I know logistically, you're talking a lot of stuff there, and I know that that would be great to do, and I also know that would be quite the facility. That would be, the cadre there to make sure everything, all the safety and all those other things. I get it. I understand. Right. But anyway, before we run out of time, Combat Speed LLC, it is represented online by CombatSpeed.com. That is where Super Dave comes from. Also on Facebook, Dave Harrington. Also on Facebook, the professional page, Dave Harrington. And on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. Well worth the look. He's getting busy now. And he will keep getting busier because with every passing day, he is more agile, mobile, and hostile. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Look forward to doing it again.
All right, take care.
Same bat time, same bat channel. Coming up next is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.